Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is for elementary students, and it's a useful language to practice the present simple, particularly the third person singular, in questions and answers. I'm saying hello to Marisa and Rafa, my colleagues, because they might find this episode useful for their students too. Remember that you can download the transcript or the worksheet at our podcast, okay? Okay, third person singular. What time does she usually get up? What time does she usually get up? Or with he, if it's a man, if it's about a man. What time does he usually get up? What time does he usually get up? She usually gets up at about 8. She usually gets up at about 8. Gets up, but you can say get sup. Gets up. Gets up. So you make sure you pronounce the S. Now with he. He usually gets up at about 8. He usually gets up at about 8. What time does she get up on weekdays? What time does she get up on weekdays? On weekdays, she gets up at 8:20. On weekdays, she gets up at 8:20. What time does he get up at the weekend? What time does he get up at the weekend? At the weekend, he gets up at about 10 or 11. At the weekend, he gets up at about 11. What about the weekend? What about the weekend? At the weekend, she gets up at noon, at 12 in the morning. At the weekend, she gets up at noon. What about the weekend? Is a follow-up question. You cannot start a conversation with a follow-up question. But when somebody says, what time does she get up on weekdays? Then you can say, what time does she get up at the weekend? What about the weekend? To make it shorter. Okay. What does Pippi do after that? What does Pippi do after that? ¿Qué hace Pippi después de eso? No? After getting up. What does Pippi do after that? After getting up, she has breakfast. After getting up, she has breakfast. Or after that, she has breakfast. After that, she has breakfast. What time does Anika usually have breakfast? What time does Anika usually have breakfast? Anika usually has breakfast at 8:45. Anika usually has breakfast at 8:45. What time does Tony usually have lunch? What time does Tony usually have lunch? Tony usually has lunch at about 2. Tony usually has lunch at about 2. What time does Pippi have dinner? What time does Pippi have dinner? Or what time does Pippi usually have dinner? What time does Pippi usually have dinner? Pippi doesn't have a routine. Pippi doesn't have a routine. She has dinner whenever she's hungry. She has dinner whenever she's hungry. What time does your boss usually have the coffee break? What time does your boss usually have the coffee break? She usually has her coffee break at 11. She usually has her coffee break at 11. What does she usually have for breakfast? What does she usually have for breakfast? She usually has a white coffee and toast for breakfast. She usually has white coffee and toast for breakfast. What time does your daughter go to school? What time does your daughter go to school? My daughter usually goes to school at 8:45. My daughter usually goes to school at 8:45. Or, my daughter goes to school at 8:45. My daughter goes to school at 8:45. What time does your husband go to work? What time does your husband go to work? My husband goes to work at about 7:30. My husband goes to work at about 7:30. What time does he finish work? What time does he finish work? He finishes work at about 2. He finishes work at about 2. Finishes. What time does your daughter finish school? What time does your daughter finish school? My daughter finishes school at three. My daughter finishes school at 3. What time does she get home? What time does she get home? ¿A qué hora llega a casa? She gets home at about 3:25. She gets home at about 3:25. What time does Tony start school? What time does Tony start school? Tony starts school at 9. Tony starts school at 9. Starts school. Tony starts school at 9. And what time does Tony finish school? What time does Tony finish school? Tony finishes school at 3. Tony finishes school at 3. At school, does Tony have a break? At school, does Tony have a break? No, he doesn't. Oh, sorry. Yes, he does. He has 2 breaks. A little break and a big break. A half an hour break. So, yes, he does. He has 2 breaks, a little break and a big break, a half an hour break. At work, does Anika have a break? At work, does Anika have a break? Yes, she does. She has a break in the middle of the morning. Yes, she does. She has a break in the middle of the morning. Does Tony do any housework in the day? Does Tony do any housework in the day? It depends. He sometimes does some housework. For example, in the morning, he makes his bed. In the morning, he makes his bed. And then every day, he washes the dishes after dinner. Every day, he washes the dishes after dinner. And on Saturday, he sweeps the house. And on Saturday, he sweeps the house. Does Pippi do any housework in the day? Does Pippi do any housework in the day? I don't think so. Creo que no. I don't think so. Pippi is not very good at routines. Pippi is not very good at routines. Sometimes she cleans the house. Sometimes she cleans the house, especially in spring and autumn. Especially in spring and autumn. When does Pippi go shopping for food and things for the house? When does Pippi go shopping for food and things for the house? Pippi usually goes shopping on Saturdays. Pippi usually goes shopping on Saturdays. Goes, right? Pippi usually goes shopping on Saturdays. I mean, she does the weekly shopping on Saturday. Then some days she goes shopping when there isn't any bread, when there is no bread. Then some days she goes shopping when there is no bread, when there is no bread. Or when there is no milk, when there is no milk. Or when there isn't any milk, when there isn't any milk. When does your sister pick up her children from school? When does your sister pick up her children from school? My sister picks up her children from school at 5. My sister picks up her children from school at 5. Does your brother have lunch at work? Does your brother have lunch at work? Yes, he does. He usually has lunch at work. Yes, he does. He usually has lunch at work. Does your mother have lunch in the office? Does your mother have lunch in the office? No, she doesn't. She comes home for lunch. No, she doesn't. She comes home for lunch. Comes home for lunch. Does your cousin relax in the evening? Does your cousin relax in the evening? Yes, she does. She relaxes in the evening after work. Yes, she does. She relaxes in the evening after work. Do your children relax in the evening? Do your children... Oh, sorry. This is the third person plural. Whoops. No. Okay. What time does he usually go to bed? What time does he usually go to bed? He usually goes to bed at midnight. He usually goes to bed at midnight. What time does she usually go to bed? What time does she usually go to bed? She usually goes to bed at 12 or 1 in the morning. She usually goes to bed at 12 or 1 in the morning. How do Anika and Tony feel at the end of the day? Well, Anika and Tony is they. This is third person plural, right? Anyway, how do Anika and Tony feel at the end of the day? They feel tired but happy. They feel tired but happy. How does Pippi feel at the end of the day? How does Pippi feel at the end of the day? She feels tired but happy and happy. She feels tired and happy. Okay? So remember, in the question, it's always does. And the verb is the to-less infinitive, the bare infinitive. Okay? Does she relax? Relax. Okay? Go. Does she go? Okay? And then the answer, the verb takes the S. The verb takes the S. You say, she relaxes, she goes, she works. She gets up, she starts, she finishes, She finishes. She goes shopping. She walks to school. She relaxes in the evening. He has bread and olive oil for breakfast. He does his homework in the evening. She does housework in the morning. He usually stays home on Sunday evening. She feels tired but happy. She feels excited and full of energy. When you speak fast. Well, I hope that was useful. Have a nice bilingual day, okay? Bye.